Nobody is supposed to know. Wah, wah.
I need you to drop a beat, man. I'm doing the wah, wah part.
I think you're doing it wrong, was all.
Probably. So I creep.
Gene Hackman update. I think everybody's seen that his wife actually died 6 days before him. We'll go a little bit more into depth into that here in a little bit. But first, his estate. He left everything to her, and she died before him.
Huh.
Now, if his kids can prove that, they stand to inherit his estate. But if they cannot prove it, he had left everything to her.
Yeah.
To Arakawa.
Arakawa? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Arakawa.
Ah, yes.
California attorney Trey Lavelle says the estate will actually be probated in accordance with interstate succession laws, and the children would be lawfully next in line to inherit. They would need to prove that the will is invalid because Arakawa died before Hackman, he added. Arakawa's will, supposing she inherited the estate,
yeah,
left all her assets to her husband.
Oh, wait a minute. And it's just a big catch-22.
With the provision,
ooh,
that if he predeceased her...
Uh-huh. I like that term.
Her assets would go into a trust and then to charity.
Oh, that fucking bullshit. I bet the kids are like, fuck that noise. Special Olympics don't need more money.
Apparently, it's about $80 million.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Last I counted.
Why would she do that? Couldn't give the kids anything?
Well, you know, some people...
It was his kids from a previous marriage.
Well, there you go. Why would she have any... Why would she want them to...
Couldn't give them $5 million or $10 million and then the rest to charity? Anything?
I don't know. It could be like a kind of like a fallout there, because I find it more shocking Hackman didn't include them in his own will, considering they were his kids. I mean, you could argue, you know, they're not her children, so she's not obligated. But him not mentioning it in the will and giving it all to her, it's like, ooh, that sounds like that was a bad marriage. I'm just speculating. I should show more respect to the deceased.
It says a lot. You're right.
Yeah, it does. It does. I stand by what I said. Never mind that.
Like Warren Buffett, he'll say, no, my kids will have to earn their way. Yeah, my ass.
Well,
I believe that he may be, you know, hey, maybe a lot of his goes to charity.
Yeah.
But they're still going to be set.
Man,
this is one of those situations where I think the kids should still be set.
I get that. The whole, like, oh, they got to earn their way. But you know what? Fucking, you got your success through someone cutting you a break, whether it be your parents or something, somewhere in business or somewhere. You had to have a break. There's no self-made millionaire. That's a made-up statement. So why wouldn't you, like, set your kids up like, okay, I'm going to leave you money, but it's with the stipulation that it's got to be for something productive. You want to start a business? Okay, there's some money in the bank for that. You want to pursue higher education, get a doctorate? Boom, okay, pick out your school. There's some money in the bank for that. Why they would just go straight to the charity option makes me think that, okay, there's like a rift in the family. Or either they didn't think about what the hell I just mentioned, which I... frankly, it's a pretty good idea. Let's see what Skynet says.
Some wealthy individuals choose not to leave their children substantial inheritances, citing concerns about potential entitlement, lack of motivation, and the importance of children developing their own skills and earning capacity. Fear of spoiling or creating entitlement.
Yeah, I get the whole entitlement thing. I get the motivation thing. I really do. But it's like, if you had stipulations to the money, I think that that would make an incentive to motivate them, really. You know, work.
It's talking about lazy, unmotivated, or dependent, rather than fostering a sense of accomplishment.
You know, keep in mind, you don't have to be poor to build character. You don't have to be poor all the time to fucking, you know... you know, work your way to the top. Like, there's a lot of people who are given some pretty substantial breaks, and they're still, you know, grinding hard. I look at someone who came from rags to riches, it's like, oh, that's amazing. But those people who came from, like, you know, moderate, decent cloth to riches, still working that hard but not getting the same cred.
Some wealthy individuals choose to donate their wealth to a charitable cause rather than leaving it to their children. And in doing that, they are giving back to society.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You can also say the same thing about taxation. Yeah, giving back to society. Let's put a big ditto in that. I'd say about 30% of that, no matter on average which charity you give it to, is probably going to overhead to actually operate the charity. The rest, sure, make it a nice tax write-off, but considering you're dead, does it really matter? Oh, wait, you're not taxed anyway on the... Well, no, you are taxed after a certain limit, though, when it comes to... Yeah, it's a death tax, right?
There's ways to pass it along without being taxed as heavily, though.
Okay.
There's loopholes, as always.
Yeah.
You want a few of the names notable?
Sure.
Top of the list, Warren Buffett famously stated, "I want to give my kids just enough that they would feel they could do anything, but not so much that they would feel like doing nothing."
That's a really clever statement, but it really comes down to specifics there.
What's the number, right?
Yeah. Well, it's just like, okay, maybe you can afford them dinner every night, but you don't have to afford them lobster tail and filet mignon.
Bill Gates has thrown a number out.
Ooh.
He stated that his children would only inherit, only's in quotes, inherit a minuscule portion of his fortune, specifying a mere $10 million each.
Now, see, there you go. That's good. I think that's fair. I mean, you could always be like, oh, you could afford more. Of course you could, but $10 million is still $10 million. I mean, I'd have it with the stipulation of, you know, you got to have a degree before you can get it. Or, like, this has got to be for a startup.
If you want to see it play out in live action, just look at the Walton kids. What have they done with their large inheritances? From Walmart?
Yeah.
They weren't all just lazy.
No. Although, I have to admit, though, that I wouldn't say they worked as hard as they would have to, otherwise making the substantial funds that they did.
Lord, no. They got the leverage off the rip.
I mean, as soon as that ink hit the will with their name on it, oh, they were set for life.
All right, there's a few others. We won't worry about them.
I'm sure Rob and Todd are on there somewhere.
One thing about Gene Hackman's death, and I'm not sure everybody's thought about this, he had Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's. Honey, it's dinner time, I think. I'm Academy Award-winning Gene Hackman looking for my dinner. And my wife. Why isn't the dog moving? Anyway, that's a dramatic reenactment of what I imagine it would be like when he first discovered his wife.
Yeah, but how about my wife's dead? Oh, this is a pretty cool thing that's on TV here. What's going on with her? My wife's dead. Rediscovering it two times within the same minute.
Something's on TV. What's that in the bedroom? Hey, honey, can you get this dead dog? Oh, my wife's dead.
Apparently, he had enough wherewithal that he was taking in liquid, he was drinking something, but they didn't find food in his system. I'm not saying he was completely empty, but it was like a good ways away from his stomach. He hadn't been eating. He had just been drinking.
You know, I find it kind of amazing. You're two-time Academy Award-winning Gene Hackman. You're a multimillionaire over and over again. You know, you have this luscious space, this great house. You know, I'm sure all kinds of friends around and stuff like that. How isolated do you have to be, and the people around you normally, how isolated do you have to be where, like, it's over a week before anyone finds you, and the just so happens to be your caretaker, your wife? Unfortunately, I mean, that's just, I guess, how much you depend on her, but I find it odd that, like, no one kind of checked on her, you know, in so long, considering they were such, I mean, they were celebrities. They had to be.
If I passed out and died on the floor, someone would know it before 6 days.
I was about to say, like, oh, God, my boss would know the next day. Like, where the f*** is Todd? Shit to do.
Probably within 12 hours, definitely within 24.
2 days, 48 hours, for me at least. Tops. But, yeah, isn't that kind of odd, though? that, like, I'm sure in the city that they're in, the little town or whatever, they're well known. Everyone knows where they live. Maybe not the exact house, but at least the neighborhood. I find odd that there wasn't a dog walker, a gardener, a neighbor, a relative maybe in town. Somebody that would just be like, hey, so-and-so's not picking up the phone. Has anyone seen Gene and his wife? They were supposed to go to dinner. They were supposed to do what rich people do when they want to live a low-key life. I don't know. I just see a bunch of drinking a lot of coffee and eating brunch.
Basically, their daily routine didn't interact with a whole lot of people. But including, well, like you say, someone from her family.
Yeah, I'm sure she didn't live like a hermit. I can understand Gene Hackman being, you know, in the condition that he's in. Okay, but I don't know, it just seems like she wouldn't be so isolated being, obviously, the main caretaker for him.
She may not have had much family since she was leaving it all to charity. Well, a trust that was directed to leave it to charity.
Man, that really does imply a rift in the family. This is for you, Gene, and your wife, and your dog, Smitty Hackman. It's a good dog. That dog was 10 years old, so silver lining, probably didn't have that much life left in it. It sucks. Dear Lord, Todd here, from Robin Todd. You know the one. We gather here today. I'm sorry, I didn't know where I was going with that. And I probably shouldn't have been praying because I typically don't know how to end those. I just always say the end.
Amen. 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 You know what I'm talking about. Amen.